Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Joy Weekend Brekkie with Paul and Ando on your Saturday morning. And it's about time. Because I love Toronto. Do you like Toronto?
I love Toronto. I've never been, but I think it's a pretty cool place.
It's beautiful. Why are we talking about Toronto, my friend?
So I can say we're Dinner Three Continents this morning. We are live with Corey Stewart all the way from Toronto. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Corey.
Ooh, thank you so much for having me, Ando and Paul.
We got the crowds outside knocking the door down to come and talk to you.
I told them to stay at home today.
If you're playing along at home, I need to describe Corey. He's sitting there in a singlet, a fluoro orange, it looks, through the screen. Is it warm over there at the moment?
It's not, but you know what? It's warm in my apartment because that's where my heart is, boys.
And look at that. What a beautiful smile he has. What time is it over in Toronto, Corey?
It's 7:37 right now, p.m. on Friday. So you're living in the future and I'm in the past.
Oh, have you got a little drink on the side there we can't see?
It's just water. I'm sorry to disappoint.
It looked like gin, but we all had it against you.
How exactly do you identify gin out of all of the alcohols?
It's clear. It's clear.
Okay, got you.
Now tell us, Corey, for people who don't know you, give us a quick rundown. You are a pop sensation from Toronto with some amazing back catalogue, but just tell people who you are.
Yeah, so like you said, I'm a pop singer from Toronto. I grew up in a little town outside of Toronto called Woodstock, Ontario. I think my mom's listening, so hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
But I studied music from the age of 7 years old, and it all started with me in my parents' kitchen dancing around in an apron, singing the female parts of Phantom of the Opera. And then my mom...
Nothing camp about that, right?
You know what? There was nothing queer about me at that age. But my mom witnessed me doing that, and she was just like, you know, this kid likes to sing. Let's get him some lessons. So I started training professionally with... We have something called the Royal Conservatory over here.
Sounds and then fancy. From there,
it's very fancy. I'm a very fancy boy.
we can tell.
I studied and I got to a point in my sort of adulthood when I had to like get a real job and actually like work a little bit and make money. And then music just kept coming out of me. I was writing a lot and continuing to sort of sing and do my thing. And then about 6 years ago, I started releasing professionally, and it's been a wild ride, but I'm super, super, I wouldn't have it no other way. Like, music is just so ingrained in my being.
Now, this brand new track you've got, One More Day With You, was released just a couple of weeks ago. It's an amazing, amazing song. Mm. But what got me, Corey, is it's so raw. It's, you know, I often find it's amazing how singer-songwriters can wear their heart on their sleeve with some of the lyrics that get written. So just give us the story behind this track, because it's very raw and vulnerable.
I think... I liken my music to like journal entries, you know, like I, whenever I listen back to music that I've made, I will constantly sort of remember where I was in that place and who I was angry at or whatever, you know? But with One More Day With You, I had started doing therapy, which was necessary, believe me. And, from there really started getting internal and thinking a lot about, the importance of valuing people in your life, because you never know when you could lose them. My first album that I put out was written about, one song, and it was written for the daughter of one of my best friends who passed away of stomach cancer back in 2020. Mm. And that made me face grief in a really significant way. And then I encountered another situation where I was about to lose someone very important to me. And I was like, you really got to start thinking about how important it is to value people and also take yourself a little less seriously and start thinking more importantly about how you can value and be of value to other people. And that's a really long-winded way of explaining the song.
It's a really beautiful way of explaining it, mate.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Now, I watched a recent interview. They were celebrating the work of Elton John and Bernie Taupin. And I always talk to artists about this, Corey, but the way that they create music is like Bernie would write the lyrics, then he'd hand the song over to Elton, and Elton would write all the music. It sounds like you had a lot of the base material for One More Day With You from your journals. Did you use the lyrics first and then craft the music around it? Or did you have a tune in your mind and then you thought, I know I can put these two together? How did that process work for you?
You know what? It was right when I found out that this person was going to be okay, that the phrase "one more day with you" just came to my head. Mm. And it actually started out as a ballad. Like, it was just a very slow song that sort of went through with that lyric, "one more day with you." And I sort of built around that. And then once we produced it as a ballad, we were like, you know what? This is kind of droning. Like, we need to lift it up a little bit because it's a heavy subject material already, right?
Yeah.
So, like, let's bring it up a little bit, and we turn it into a dance track. So,
no, is that a little bit or a lot? You know, from ballad to dance track. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's I'm really proud of it. It's a new direction for me in terms of not only sonically, but just starting to be a little bit more thoughtful and a little less putting the blame on other people, which I do in a lot of my back catalog. And yeah.
But you're okay to do that because you carry with you, so, you know, some childhood issues, or you've probably got some relationship stuff in the back of your mind. That's what makes you a songwriter. That's what gives you the base material to do this stuff. And I think ABBA, for me, are one of those bands that are really good at bringing in those sort of somber lyrics and then putting a nice little catchy tune around it and saying, the world's a little bibbidi-boppity, and I'm telling you,
Chiquitita over there.
I'm telling you, I'm having a bad time in my life, which is exactly what you do. You've got a wittiness to the music, which is lovely.
I think everything should be done with a wink, you know?
Yeah, sorry, exactly. No, don't be silly. You know, I don't need to go as old as ABBA. If you think about Taylor Swift, she's a little singer. I don't know if you know of her, but
I haven't heard.
Who's she?
She writes about all her stuff. Like,
she really goes in for it. I saw that there's a new song that's about Kim Kardashian, I think, this time. Like, she really goes after people. And I've done it too. What can I say?
Why not?
One of my most listened to tracks is called Poison. And it's about the phrase, resentment is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. and so the whole song is based around that, but I was so angry at my best friend at the time, and I was like, I'm gonna write a song about you and I'm gonna make it a hit, and it was.
So, well done.
So let's just go there. What other musical influences do you draw on, Corey? Who are your people you look up to and think, actually, I really love their work, and how have they influenced your sort of style?
Do you know, I grew up on Bette Midler concerts.
Oh, so yes!
I am obsessed with Bette Midler. She's like my number one. Mm-hmm. And I think when we go to that Everything with a Wink, right? She's the queen of that, right?
Yes.
I also, of course, Madonna is a big one for me. Mm. Like, she is the ultimate. And then also, just there's some indie artists that I really love too, that I've been inspired by. Someone named Z Machine is really amazing. And I think also just growing up with the Spice Girls and all of that sort of thing. I grew up at a really great time, about 1.6 billion years ago, when all of the music was really poppy and fun. So I got a little taste of the old and a little bit of the new. So
beautiful. So one of the questions, like, I've got to change gears a little bit. The symbol for Canada is the maple leaf, right? Mm-hmm. Do you like maple syrup?
I hate it. I'm the worst Canadian in the world. It is so gross.
Controversial. Canadian who doesn't like maple syrup. Uh-uh.
I can see the headlines now. No, I don't know. We used to go to this place outside of, like, the town that I grew up in, where they would actually put a tap into the tree.
Into the tree. And with a little bucket underneath.
Yeah, and I
thought that was just like they did that for the comedy stuff for tourists.
Where do you think it comes from, Paul?
Well, isn't there a maple farm?
They tap the trees, mate. They put also, a hole. Like,
who thought to get a tap and like put it in a tree to find that?
How
like,
crazy is that? They were doing that with rubber notes.
But who thought to dry those flowers and then put them in a cigarette? You know, come on, let's be real. Yeah. Like, you know,
there's true enough. True enough. Hilarious.
So Corey, we want to say thank you for joining us this morning. We love the track. It's our banger of the week here in Australia. Oh, you must come over and see us.
Please.
It's a great vibe over here and your music would really resonate.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.